So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, went down, and caused Solomon to ride on King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. Zadok the priest took the horn of oil out of the tent, and anointed Solomon. They blew the trumpet, and all the people said, "Long live King Solomon!" All the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth split open at their sound. Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. When Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, "Why is this noise of the city being in an uproar?" While he yet spoke, look, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said, "Come in, for you are a worthy man, and bring good news." Jonathan answered Adonijah, "No, our lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride on the king's mule. Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. They have come up from there rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. Also, Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. Moreover, the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, 'May your God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne.'" And the king bowed himself on the bed. Also thus said the king, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even seeing it." All the guests of Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and each man went his way. Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and he arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. It was told Solomon, saying, "Look, Adonijah fears King Solomon, for, look, he has laid hold on the horns of the altar, saying, 'Let King Solomon swear to me first that he will not kill his servant with the sword.'" Solomon said, "If he shows himself a worthy man, not a hair of him shall fall to the earth, but if wickedness be found in him, he shall die." So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. He came and bowed down to King Solomon, and Solomon said to him, "Go to your house."